While being your own boss is great, sometimes it can feel like there's just too much to get done for just one person, especially with all the marketing you need to do these days, posting on social media regularly, writing emails, creating content. For me, the key to getting it all done is organization and structure with a side of flow, of course. In fact, the more planned out I get with my action items for the week, the more ease and fun I have in my business. So today, I'm taking you behind the scenes of my weekly schedule to show you how I get it all done. Stay tuned. Hey there, I'm Shawn Miner, and this is Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm a former nutritionist who turned a struggling, stressful nutrition practice into a thriving, freedom-filled online business where I work from home in my sweatpants while reaching and helping thousands of people all at the same time. Now I'm obsessed with showing other heart-centered coaches, practitioners, and solopreneurs how to build a business and life they love. Consider this podcast your safe space to learn both the inner work and practical strategies required to build the impactful, profitable business of your dreams. No hustle, grind, or long hours required. That's right, hustle culture, not welcome here. Let's get into today's session. Hey, hey there, friends. Welcome back to the Unstuck Entrepreneur podcast. So happy to have you here checking out the show. Thank you so much for your support. Today, we're going to mix things up a little bit, and I'm just going to have a real honest conversation with you, taking you behind the scenes of my business and how I plan out my schedule of everything that I need to do as a small business owner, as a solopreneur, and how I make sure I get it all done while still feeling like it's fun and it flows and I don't feel overwhelmed. Because I think that's kind of the main vibe I get from a lot of you is like the more we talk about the things that need to be done in your business to have a successful business, the more you start feeling overwhelmed, the more you start feeling like, how am I going to do all this? There's not enough hours in the day. I'm still at another job, or, you know, I have a family and I care for my children part of the day. How am I supposed to do it all? So that is what I want to break down for you today. And I thought really the best way to do that is to show you what I do. And obviously, this is what I have found that works really, really well for me. You may have something similar that you find works really, really well for you, or it may be something totally different. But the main goal here is for you to start considering how this can all look for you, how you can really let this flow in your business too, to where you're doing the things that you need to do as a business owner, but it doesn't feel forced or out of alignment, or like you're just not doing it because you're too overwhelmed and you're pushing it away. That is the goal. So we're going to go behind the scenes, and hopefully that will spark some interest and some thought for you in your own business. First, let me set the scene a little bit. As I think most of you know, my business is my full-time gig. It's my only thing. I don't have another job. I don't have children. I have fur children that actually take up a lot of my time, surprisingly, but I don't have anything like that. And I know a lot of you work another job or you are doing something else besides your business right now. So that is one caveat that I wanted to say first and foremost. But what I do want you to see, though, is that the absolute essentials, the must-dos of my day don't take that much time. Really, even the most time-consuming of the things we're going to talk about today only take a few hours at most. And I want to make sure you know that so that you can see how this style of business is still possible if you do have another job, if you do have children that you are taking care of part of the day, if you have something else going on in your life, this all can and will still happen for you. And again, I think most of you know this about me too. I don't work full-time hours in my business, not even close. I would say I probably work 30 hours max per week. And that's during a time of like deep creation, like I'm building a program or something like that that's taking a lot of my energy and my focus. That will be a 30-hour week. When I'm in more of a, like I am right now, everything's built and I'm just kind of getting it out into the world, then it's even less hours per week, probably 25, let's say. And that's always been something that has been important to me. I don't want to work 40 hours, 50 hours, 60 hours. I've done that in the past. I'm not doing that again. That is now not how I want to remember my life when I'm 90 years old, that I just worked a bunch. I don't want that. I want to live and I want time to do that. And not just the free time, but also the flexibility in my time. I want to be able to have time off in the middle of the day if I want to do what I want to do or need to do for myself or my life or my family, which in this case is just fur children. But I have to say my fur children are extremely needy. And if they don't get a hike, if they don't get an adventure, then they are just sitting here staring at me while I'm trying to work. So it is very important that they have their time as well. So I have always valued the free time and the flexibility that my business allows for me. And what I have found, because in the past I have been resistant to having a plan, having a structure, kind of, I wanted this place of flow. And so I resisted doing what I am now doing. But what I have found is that having this plan in place is actually creating even more free time for me, even more flexibility for me, and allowing me to get into my flow state even better. So that I wanted to share for those of you who are also resistant to wanting structure, wanting organization, wanting a plan. If you're someone like me who just really likes to go with what I'm feeling like for the day, just know that this could potentially work for you too. And in fact, it feels even better to have this sense of knowing each day kind of what you're going into and then allowing the rest of the day to unfold, which you'll find like with the plan that I have, so much of my day is still in flow, and even the parts of my day that are structured are still in flow because I have all of this set up. So we'll get into talking about that too. All right, let's get into my weekly plan that allows me to get everything done while still having all of this time left over, which you'll see here shortly. You'll notice the main thing that I'm sharing with you in this plan are the marketing tasks that I do each day. There's a few reasons why. First of all, because I'm not a natural marketer. So if I don't have a plan for what I'm going to do to market my business, then I will easily find other things to work on that are more kind of behind the scenes. Like I am a very natural creator behind the scenes, just like getting dirty and just creating new things. But putting it all out into the world, that is something that I have to work on. And obviously, I've been doing it for long enough that it is a lot more natural for me. But still, my tendency will be to stay behind the scenes unless I make it so that it is part of my business. And obviously, the second reason why the main things I'm sharing with you are marketing tasks is because these are the most important tasks to my business. Because if I don't market my business, well, then I don't have a business. So not only is it something that doesn't come supernatural to me, but it also is something that is the most important thing in order for me to keep doing what I'm doing, sharing my message and spreading my knowledge with the world and making money, obviously. And so I got to do it. So that is why the thing that I plan out to do each day in my business and I make it a priority to get done each day is in the marketing, okay? So let's start with Monday. Mondays, I love Mondays right now. I love this, and you're not going to believe it when I tell you what I do on Mondays, but so much has changed because of this new plan that I have. So on Monday, it is 100% focused on Instagram and now TikTok. Crazy, crazy, right? I spend an entire day of my business with all the space in the world to create my social media content. In the past, I have done social media, like I would just do an Instagram post per day, and that would be part of my schedule for that day, was to create an Instagram post. And I always felt rushed or like there was something else I should be doing or wanted to do instead of creating that post. And that vibe then went into that post and it wasn't as good as it could have been. And so it really tarnished my thoughts and relationship with social media. Like I just didn't like it. I didn't like doing it. I felt like I had to do it, which just made it feel even heavier and even more resistant. And so making this change to where my entire day, nothing else is on my schedule, but to create a week's worth of Instagram content. And now I'm adding in TikTok, which this is still really new. So I'm not exactly sure how this is going to play out. It seems like TikTok is a little harder to create in advance. It seems like it's more of a like in the moment kind of thing. So still working on that, but just in doing this with Instagram, it has changed the game. My relationship with social media is so much better because I have so much space. I'm not supposed to be doing anything else that day. I don't have anything else on my schedule. So my only focus, my only goal, all of my energy is going into my social media posts for the entire week, which is also great because when they're done, it feels so good to have a whole week's worth of content done. And so this includes, like right now I'm really into recording reels. So I record all the reels, I edit them, and then I write the captions and I get them all saved in drafts. So then, you know, Tuesday I just hit post, Wednesday hit post, Thursday hit post, Friday hit post, and that's it. That's all I have to do for Instagram. And so yes, I give myself the whole day. Does it ever take the whole day? Definitely not. It takes maybe 2-3 hours to do all of that because I'm so much more in the flow because that's the only thing I need to focus on that day and I'm not being torn in all these other directions. So that I feel like has just, it's made it fun. Honestly, it's made doing social media so much more fun because I'm being more intentional about it and I'm giving myself the space. Like it's not an afterthought anymore. It is a whole day and a Monday, which normally, you know, is like the main productive day for a lot of people. And for me to go into the start of a week knowing that my first day is just recording some reels and having fun with it and getting all that done for the week feels so rewarding from the get-go. Like the rest of the week, I am all set up because of what I do on Monday. And so like I said, that takes me 2-3 hours of that. And then the rest of the day I have to flow and I'll save what I do in the rest of my days for the end because every day, basically I have the entire afternoon to flow unless, you know, I don't start work until noon or one, which happens several days a week. And then I have a shorter space of flow in the afternoon. All right. So now Tuesday, my main goal, my action item, my priority is to write my weekly email to my subscribers. That happens every Tuesday and it goes out on Wednesday. So doing it a day ahead of time. And it's always the first thing I do when I sit down to work on Tuesdays, which sometimes might be at 9 a.m., sometimes might be at 1 p.m., depending on if I go hike or not in the morning. So that's it. Tuesday, I write a newsletter. It takes maybe 45 minutes at most. And the rest of the day, I can flow. And then Wednesday is podcast promo day. Another really short, basic, easy day in terms of marketing, because the main goal here is to let you all know that there's a new episode of the podcast out, which I do through Instagram stories and Pinterest. So I actually use Pinterest to promote every episode of the podcast, which I may or may not have shared here before. I'm not sure. But it is really effective at finding new listeners and super easy, really simple. I actually use Tailwind to help me schedule them out. So my pins for each podcast episode go out over a 5 to 6 week span. I have 3 pins for each episode that kind of post sporadically on different boards. And so Wednesday is all about getting that ready. So I go into Canva, I create my images that I will use on both Pinterest and Instagram stories, because fun fact, they work on both. They're almost the same size. So you can create one image and use them on both. And I'll post to Instagram sharing the new episode. And then I will also go into Tailwind and schedule out my pins for that podcast episode. So all of that probably takes about 30 to 45 minutes. I will then spend sometimes another 30 minutes, sometimes another hour going through and kind of analyzing the numbers on Pinterest. I also use Pinterest to promote my blog posts that I have up on my website and freebies and things like that. So I'll see how certain pins are doing and if I need to redo any or schedule some more to have out, then I'll do that. So I'd say in general, I'm doing like Pinterest maintenance, we'll call it, for let's say maybe another hour at most on Wednesdays. So again, we're talking total, I would say 90 minutes at the most where I am promoting the podcast. Also forgot to mention in that I'm making sure the podcast episode is up on my website, which again takes 10 minutes. So doing that. Then the rest of the day is for flow. And now we move on to Thursday, where this one, I'd say the entire day is a little more flow-like. I do reserve Thursdays for writing blog posts or more social media stuff, especially now I'm experimenting more regularly with TikTok, which by the way, if you are on TikTok, make sure to find me. I'm at Unstuck Entrepreneur over there as well. Would love to see you over there, but I'm experimenting more with that. And so it's kind of taking a little bit more time to understand like what I'm supposed to be posting, how it all works, and creating that content for TikTok. So might be spent doing a little more social media work, especially the past few weeks. That's what I've been doing. So one of the two, a blog post or more social media stuff, whatever needs my attention more, I guess I would say. And the rest of the day after that is spent in flow. And then we move on to Friday, which is podcast day. That is the day that I write my notes and record my episode of the podcast for the following week. I used to batch record podcast episodes and just realized that was a huge drain on my energy that day. And I just felt like the quality wasn't as good, or I wasn't maybe as authentic as I would be if I just did it every week and just devoted my Friday mornings to the podcast. And so that's what I've been doing lately and really loving that. So every Friday morning, I write the notes, I then go right into recording. And then I do have a podcast editor, Chris, who then takes it over from there. So I just make sure he has the file, he has whatever notes I want to include in the show notes, and he takes it from there to be ready by the following Wednesday. So that is another activity that I would say takes up the most time of the activities I talked about, between writing the notes for the episode and then actually recording it and then getting everything ready for the editor, that probably takes, I'd say, 2 to 3 hours also. So Mondays are pretty heavy because I'm focused solely on my week's worth of social media content. And then Fridays are heavy because of the podcast. The thing about Friday is that once the podcast has been recorded and is ready to go for the week, then I call it good. I have a half day most of the day on Fridays, and I'll go out hiking and just be done for the weekend after the podcast is all set up. Okay, so those are my non-negotiables for each day. I hope this makes sense. These are the things that I am definitely getting done that day and definitely getting done first thing that day so that then the rest of the day is open. It's free to either take some time off if that's what I need or to do some work on the behind the scenes of my business. So let's talk about what is involved in those hours of the day, because really, let's go back. If I think about this and I add all of this up, I can say that the marketing aspects of my business take me less than 10 hours a week. And as you can see, I'm doing quite a bit. I am on multiple platforms. I have a podcast. I write my email every week. So I'm doing a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't do right away if you're just starting a business. So this could potentially be even less for you. And that's really what I wanted to show you with this episode, is that the things that you think are going to take a ton of time, and maybe they too do take a lot of time right now, they don't have to. And are they taking a lot of time because you don't have a committed schedule, a plan, or an organized way to make sure they get done? They are really, really important parts of your business, and they deserve that kind of attention. They deserve that organized routine that you know what you're doing every single week. And when you do that, how much less time will it take you? And how much time are you spending in this place of, what should I be doing right now? What am I supposed to do today? Versus just knowing, because you have it planned out. You know from the beginning of the week what you need to do each day. So then I have this time for flow, which, since that was under 10 hours, let's say I have another 15 at least hours of flow in my week. And what I do in those hours varies a lot depending on what I currently have going on in my business at that time. So things like creating a new program and getting everything built and ready to go for that, and getting ready to launch a new program, working on sales emails or sales pages, writing email sequences, designing Facebook ads. These are all kind of behind the scenes stuff, like creation stuff, that I would do now once my marketing task is done for that day. And like I said, totally depends on what's currently going on. Like, for example, this week I designed a sales page for Launch List Accelerator, which I'll share with you guys next week. I did some Facebook ad stuff and some testing on that. I hosted a coaching call with HBS members. I wrote a few sales emails, all from this flow space. Because here's what happens, and maybe this is just me, I don't know, but when I have already done something very productive and very valuable for my business that day, then it's like the whole world opens up. It's like I already feel so accomplished. I've already checked off that really important thing. And that just makes me even more productive. It's like I've already gotten into this flow of productivity with the one thing I said I was going to do that day. Well, we might as well keep it going. And what I have found is that my flow zone is that much more productive as well because of this schedule. So now let's talk about how I keep myself on this schedule. Well, first of all, I put it into my Asana. If you guys have worked with me at all in any of my programs, then you know I am obsessed with Asana, which is a task management software, asana.com, if you're interested. I've used Asana for many years, and it really is to the point where I just log on to my computer that day. The first place I go is Asana. It tells me what I'm doing that day, and I do it. And if you're anything like me, then you love checking off the box when something gets done. So I put even the smallest stuff into my Asana. Like as soon as I think of something, it goes in my Asana, and then I get to check the box when it's done. And that feels amazing, of course. But within Asana, you can have a task that just repeats itself. So, you know, you can set it up to be weekly, every 2 weeks, monthly, whatever you want it to be. And so I have all of the things I just went over with you, what I do each day, I have all of those set up on a weekly recurring setting. So when I complete my Instagram posts on Monday, I click that it's done because best feeling ever, and then it populates into the next Monday. So then the next Monday, I log in, I know exactly what I'm doing. I mean, obviously, I already know that Mondays are for Instagram posts, but still putting it in a place where I have to click that it's done. And if I don't get it done, then it's just going to be staring at me for the rest of the week. It's still going to be there on Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday looking at me saying, you didn't get me done. So that is really helpful in terms of keeping me on track and on task and making sure I do what I say I'm going to do, what my plan is for that day. And like I said, I do this for all of the non-negotiables for each day and also for everything else that I want to get done each day, each week, each month in my business. And if you are someone who's in Signature Program Lab, then you know that we use that to plan out launches, plan out when you're sending out emails, when you're posting on social media, when you're actually launching, when you're going to build your program and what modules you're working on that week. It is so powerful. So if you don't have Asana or something like it, a task management software in your business, this is going to help keep you organized and on track. So I highly recommend it. Again, asana.com. It's free and really, really helpful. And really, other than that, it's just knowing and deciding and continuously evolving into the person that I want to be, which is the person that gets it done, the person that does what they say they're going to do, the person that shows up for their business in the way they need to show up, because I want my business to succeed. I want my business to grow every single day. I have big plans and goals for my business, and they don't get done. They won't get achieved if I don't show up in this way every day. And if I don't make those tasks a priority, like my one priority each and every day are these marketing tasks that quite honestly, sometimes I don't want to do. As I mentioned, I am not a natural marketer. It's something that takes me out of my comfort zone. And that just shows even more why I need to implement this plan and how effective it has been for me to be able to prioritize this work and get it done and reap the benefits of getting it done in my business. So we just got into a little bit of a pep talk because, you know, I feel like so many people ask, well, like, how do you make sure you do it? How do you keep yourself on schedule? And it's simply a choice that you have to make every day. And so many people are choosing to not. And that means you're also choosing to turn your back on your dreams and goals and plans for the future. And I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. That is not part of my plan, of being on this planet, and I don't think it is for you either. So remember that and commit to that and try giving yourself a little bit of structure, organization, and plan that you really, truly commit to, that you really take the time to do every single day and you make it a priority. And quickly, I just want to go back because I know a lot of you are like, cool, yeah, but I don't have every day of the week to work on my business. As I mentioned, we're talking under 10 hours a week spent doing this really, really important marketing work for my business. And that could all be done in like two blocks of 5 hours. You know, there is definitely a way to get it done where it doesn't have to be every single day, but you have to make the time and commitment and make it a non-negotiable part of what you do each and every week, no matter what your schedule looks like. And so I encourage you to just try it. See what happens when you create a little more schedule and structure to your marketing tasks. And what I think is going to happen, first of all, what I think you will find is that it really opens up the door to feel even more in flow, in alignment, and less forced and more productive, not rushed, like all these things that we think we're going to feel when we do these really hard, uncomfortable tasks. It actually ends up bringing even more ease and joy and fun into it. And also, what I know is going to happen is your business is going to grow. And really, isn't that what it's all about? Doing all of this, feeling good about it, finding ease and joy in it, and also reaching more people, making more money, and actually working less. Pretty cool, right? All right, my friends, I will wrap it up with that. I hope that getting this peek behind the curtain of how I do things in my business opens the door for you to start thinking about how you do things in your business. And just a reminder, if you're on TikTok, head over there at Unstuck Entrepreneur and find me and we can connect there. If you're on Instagram, be sure to find me over there at Unstuck Entrepreneur. I'm posting on both all the time these days because I finally made the space to do so in a way that feels good for me. And if you want to learn more about creating a truly freedom-filled, flexible, burnout-proof business, then make sure you head over to seanminor.com/burnoutproof and get in on my free 1-hour training where we'll talk all about how you, yes, even you, can add a group program to your business to really make it something that helps more people while creating more free time and flexibility for you, and of course, increasing your income. You can do it all simply by adding a group program to your business. So check it out, seanminor.com/burnoutproof. All right, my friends, until next time, take care.